I'll tell you, this is Miracle Sunday. How many believe we still serve a miracle-working God? I got saved when I was 20 years old in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'd never heard of born again, and we weren't raised in a Jewish area. Never heard of born again, never heard of all those things, and I went 2 years to college and was working in downtown Pittsburgh, and a young lady found Jesus, and I was so interested. She said, I found Jesus at a prayer meeting at Teen Challenge. I never heard of Teen Challenge, so I went down there on a Saturday, but I brought a friend with me because I didn't know what I was getting into. This was all new, found Jesus. And then about a year later, somebody introduced me to a church called Assembly of God. How many have heard of those? No, nobody I knew heard of it. They were early 70s, few and far between up there. And went off to Bible school, and this is my lovely wife, Joy. Years ago, I prayed for a scriptural wife, and God gave me the joy of the Lord. So that works. She was raised Pentecostal. Her dad was an old-time Pentecost preacher. Praise God. Say hi real quick, Joy.
God is so good. I'm thankful to be in His presence. Amen. It's something we never take for granted, and we just encourage you today to press in to that presence and all that He has for you today. Hallelujah.
Starting with the first verse, but now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, Israel, Jacob were new names of Israel. And He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Oh, somebody say amen. Amen. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Let's just say a prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word. Your word says it will not return void, but accomplish what you please. Prosper where you send it. This night, your word is not returning void. I should say this day, excuse me, this morning, this afternoon. Your word is not void. It shall accomplish what you please and prosper in the hearts and lives of the people at the sound of this voice in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Before I go on with this, I just felt led to, I tell cute stories, cute Jewish stories across the country. Praise God. And there was a story that when we were 4.5 years on Long Island, New York, I was directing a music and drama group for a big ministry, and in the summer I headed up teams. We went into the city. College students would come and stay on the property. It used to be a small girls' college, and we would go into Long Island and into the city and reach as many people, Jews and Gentiles, for Jesus, that it was a strong tens of thousands of Jewish people. And the Jews, the unsaved Jews, they have get-togethers for their young singles just like we do. And there was a big get-together of young single, Jewish singles on Long Island, and they always have chaperones. I mean, everybody's got to be, quote, kosher. And they had a group playing, and after one of the songs, one of the chaperone ladies jumped out and started screaming, is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? And people started scrambling, but within 30 seconds, three young men come up, and they said, yes, ma'am, we're doctors. She said, are you doctors? She said, they said, yes, how can we help you? And she said, I want you to meet my daughter. She cut to the chase. Why introduce everybody? Let's just praise God. When I first went to an Assembly of God church, I loved it so much. They believed in salvation. They believed in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They believed in power in the name of Jesus just like you do. Are you with me? They believed in miracles. My first few times there, miracles took place. They believed in the power of praise and worship. They believed if you have special needs, God will still meet those needs. I'm not saying this for brownie points, but we look forward to coming here. You're one of the churches that still believe in Pentecost and miracles. Hallelujah. The praise and worship you do is always beautiful. Scripture songs, the medley you put together, glory to God. I could almost minister during the praise and worship. It is so good. This was a defining moment for Israel. Let me give you a little history. They were up against nations that didn't like them, just like today. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah to reassure them. Sometimes we all need to be reassured of God's promises. Hallelujah. I tell people, I love the scripture, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Joy and I found out early days in ministry, that works even when you don't feel like it. Sometimes I feel like God's away from me. I've heard people say, well, He's not. Quit feeling like that. The Word says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. They needed some upcoming miracles because they felt like the tide was coming against them. Oh, hallelujah. It was a fork in the road, a time when you have to put your total trust in God. Hallelujah. We read the first few verses. I love that. The waters won't overflow you. The fire won't burn you. The flame will not scorch you. When I was in Bible school, they taught us some things that you forget or don't think about. You realize them later. They said when I was in homiletics class, you can read some scriptures 100 times, and sometimes when you're in prayer, you'll see something in the scripture you never saw before. This was just a few months ago. I ran out and told Joy, I got to show you this. Where he says, after all the promises, the flame shall not scorch you. The first part of verse 3 says, for I am the Lord your God. Well, I have a teaching on the name. This won't backfire if I go down here, right? I've always walked all over the place when I preach. How many have heard of the wandering Jews? You know, once it's in your blood, you can't get it out. Praise God. Where he says, I am the Lord, the Hebrew word there, the Hebrew letters, I say this because it's another teaching. It's the one Hebrew name of God. It'll mention this in Revelation, the 21st chapter. We do not know the true pronunciation to, but they've called it Jehovah and Yahweh, which is not wrong, meaning the Lord Supreme God. But then he said, I am the Lord, your God. The Hebrew name for God there is Elohim, the Creator. In Genesis, the first chapter, the only name used is Elohim. He created from nothing the sun, the moon, the stars, the atmosphere, the animals, the plant life. Those things never existed. God was telling Israel, not only am I the supreme God, head of the universe, Adonai, Jehovah, but if you need a miracle that doesn't even exist, I'll create it for you. He's still the creator. Glory. People say, how does that happen? Walk according to his word. Thank you. Give him thanks in advance. Praise God. Some worldly expressions we don't need to carry. We don't need to copy the world by saying, I'll believe it when I see it. I've seen it in the word. I already believe it. Glory to God, we're seeing those type of miracles because God is so good. I said, Joy, listen to this. Because I've always looked up names of God, things like this, give the Hebraic background of what it's talking about. Elohim, I'll create what was never there. Hallelujah. Or what needs to be new. I may have mentioned this before. It was about 4 years ago. We've done a lot of ministry ever since 2015 in West Texas. We travel full time. When you go out to West Texas, each time you find out about towns you never heard of before. And I'll tell you, you got to have a full tank and make sure you hit the men's and ladies' rooms because you can drive and see nothing but cactus. And a lot of times we fly out there also. But I was going to a town called Big Lake. I'd never been there before. Assembly of God pastor wanted me. I said, sure I will. The town lives and dies by oil. One of those West Texas towns, they have 2 large motels that you can never stay in because the oil companies book them up 6 months in advance. So I stayed at Big Spring about an hour away, and I just tell people, so you just set your alarm earlier, go down early. What's the big deal? Praise God. Sometimes hit Starbucks first. I'm going to hear what I'm talking about. Get a little caffeine, and Oh, it was a church about this size, maybe a little less. And the pastor was introducing me to different people. There was a lady in that congregation that I met her in advance. Only thing I knew was her name. I was shocked to hear her age. She was one of these people that was 75 and looked no older than 50. She looked absolutely great, loved the Lord. As I was ministering, the word, the power of God was sweeping through that place. All of a sudden, people all over the congregation began shouting, praising God. And it was like I saw a light on her. I said, Miss May, could you please come to the front? Praise God. And God's used me before. I give God the glory. I don't do the healing, anything like that. He gives us the gifts of the Spirit. That's Pentecost, front and back. Praise God. She came to the front. I heard a voice inside of me say, your miracle's now. How many have ever tried to help out God? That's why I thought I'd wait a little bit. There must be more. You know, it's like I heard somebody say, if I was God, I think there would be more. But and then I heard it again real strong. Somebody was behind her. I prayed for her. She fell out under the power. Well, I had a service 5 hours away. Joy was unable to come with me this time. So back to the table, sold things, said goodbye to everybody, took off a month later. The pastor texted me and said, oh, Deke, I'm sorry. I should have called you or texted you right away. He said, the lady you were praying for, May, you didn't know that. But 2 weeks later, she was supposed to have major surgery to stay alive. Her main artery was 100% blocked. There was no other way. At least that's what the world thought. She went in for a preliminary exam after I prayed for her that following Wednesday. The doctor was a specialist. He said to her, things might be wrong in my equipment. So he did extra x-rays, extra blood cultures, throat examine, all this kind of stuff. And he was amazed, and he had her sit down. It was about 50 minutes to an hour later, and he said, Miss May, something happened in your body I've never seen in all my years of medicine. It can only be a miracle. He said, that main artery that was 100% blocked, it's still useless. It's still 100% blocked. But your body grew 2 smaller arteries up around it. How many hear what I'm saying? I believe it was arteries of a young lady. Your body grew 2 arteries that never existed, doing more than what that main artery was ever going to do. He said, we could have never accomplished in surgery what took place in your body. Hallelujah. He wanted to let her know, keep on praying, keep on praising. Praise God. Pentecostals see miracles here and in the world. It was a few years ago. I had a dental appointment. Those aren't my favorite things. And you know how doctors and dentists are. You better be there on time, but they can make you wait. And the lady behind the glass, she was real sweet. She looked middle-aged. And her hand and her wrist were all bandaged. And she said, oh, Mr. Silverman, it'll be about 20 minutes. They got behind. There was the dentist and a couple of his associates and all. I said, that's fine. And just then, God gave me a short vision. I saw myself reach out, grab her hand and wrist, and pray for her. And I heard myself say, as I saw this, I saw myself saying, give me your hand. So I reached out and I said, give me your hand, just very quietly. And I prayed healing over that hand. You know, you don't have to scream it. Praise God. I need everybody in the waiting room to know how spiritual I am. I don't care if they heard or not. And we felt the power of God. She smiled and said, thank you. So I'm in there, and the doctor's checking teeth way back here. So I'm not just flat. My head is downward. You understand? She comes back crying. And she said, my wrist, it's healed. I could do what I couldn't do before. How'd that happen? The dentist is asking his associates. She said, he prayed for me. They said, who? And by this time, my mouth is wide open. Hey, Dad. The dentist says, did you pray for a dick? The whole place wanted to hear about Jesus. We're Pentecostals. God uses us to bring a power to the world that doesn't exist. We not only believe in salvation, don't get me wrong, salvation's still the greatest miracle, amen? But we believe in the power of God. We still serve a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. He was telling Israel, grab a hold of this. Look what I've done for you in the past. And if you're in a situation, if you're in a situation where you need a miracle that doesn't exist, I'll create it for you. He's still the creator. He's still the supernatural God. Hallelujah. And he's working right now. Everybody here. I'm going to pray for everybody's sake. If you need a creative miracle, a new valve in your heart, something, go ahead over to the keyboard, sweetheart. Praise God. Would you help up the steps real quick? Praise God. Praise God. She went from 6 months in a wheelchair to a walker. We stood on God's word. Then a cane. She wanted a special cane that you could fold up, you understand? Not just any cane. This is my wife, you understand? And now she tossed it aside just a few weeks ago. Praise God. Praise God. If you need a creative miracle, a new valve, I don't care what it is, a new this, a new that in your body, I want you to stand up right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Because we're going to be praying for... Thank you. You five, come on to the front. Come on to the front. Stand right in front of me if you can, facing me. Stand right now. Thank you, gentlemen. Stand right beside one another. Your miracle's here. Your miracle's here. There you go, good brother. Praise God. I don't have to convince you. Every one of you brothers, sisters are here because you believe in miracles. You believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. I want others who need a physical healing, stand right where you're at. Praise God. Anybody. Don't stand for somebody else. There's something special about being in church. Praise God. Praise God. It was either last year or the year before there was a gentleman totally healed of arthritis in this place. Began dancing in the aisle. I want you people come on to the front. Stand right next to them. Hallelujah. Those, if you can, those standing up, come on to the front. If you can't make it, I'll pray for you right there. Hallelujah. Stand beside them, not behind them. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Can you make it, sweetheart? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refresh and renew, I hear, right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Simone, right? We were on a flight to one of our services. She said, you go to my church. Praise God. She took a picture of us and sent it to you. Hallelujah. Come on, gal. One or two of you gentlemen, I'll be back to pray for you too. One or two of those gentlemen ushers, could you come on in and stand behind them? Don't place your hand on them, but toward them, please, and keep your eyes open. I say that everywhere. Stretch a hand towards them. And then, Joy, I'll have you sing that healing scripture. Father, in the name of Jesus, you've taken their infirmities and bore their sicknesses. By the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. Because 1 Peter 2:24 said they were healed. And if they were healed, they are healed. We live by the word and by faith. And gentlemen, just follow me. Keep your eyes open, ushers, and follow me everywhere I go, please. Hallelujah. Lead them in that chorus.
You were wounded.
Arthritis is being lifted again, just as I touched her. The bones, everything's being straightened out.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
Jesus, and I worked those miracles again. You've seen the open doors and the miracles in the natural. I brought strength where there wasn't any in the past. I'm still the miracle working God. Oh, sister, you're healed from past torment and hurt. The Lord's showing me that right now. Words and actions of others that were ugly, you're set free. Jesus' name, the lies of the devil are gone. It's like there's a giant angel behind you with a sword cutting off the pains of torment, cutting off the cords of torment and pain and suffering from the past. Mighty healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Quit blaming yourself. You're a mighty, mighty lady of God. Pray, mighty heal. Now there's strength from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Joy. Stripes of Jesus. About the stripes of Jesus. Are these creating new things? You're healed in Jesus. Jesus' name. Mighty healing, sister, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty creating miracles in Jesus' name. The Lord's seen how you've walked with Him all the decades. God says, I'm not done yet with you either. He's not limited by age. Somebody say amen. Jesus' name. Mighty healing in Jesus' name. Sister, there's healing in those hands. You've reached towards others. As you're talking on the phone, I can see a vision of you reaching out, praying for those in need. My power went forth, says the Lord. And in person, healing in those hands to others. And my strength is yours, says the Lord. Jesus' holy name. Jesus' name. You keep on praising Him. You've got an atmosphere of praise that is all around you. I am sealed like a cloud of praise and glory. You praise Him all during the day. Korakash, I'm seeing that in the spirit now. You keep on praising Him because lives have been changed. You pray for them and then praise God for the healing, deliverance, whatever they need. Jesus' name, that's yours. New day, sister. I saw this earlier for you. New day, Jesus' name. Physically, He is recreating. Hallelujah. Joy, I need you just for a second. Can we praise God without the keyboard? Praise the Lord. Pray. You want to play some? Go ahead. I need you, baby doll. When it comes to some areas when I pray for women, I like my hand, my wife's hand on her. The way I was taught in the 70s, put your hand on her stomach, Joy. Lord says, I'm recreating. And I'll put my hand on my wife's. I won't be touching her. In Jesus' name, I am recreating what the enemy has tried to destroy, says the Lord. Stand on those scriptures. Know my miracle power is now. Your miracle is now. The enemy got mad at you and tried to tear apart your midsection. My recreative power is now, says the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, honey. Hallelujah. Stay with me, sweetheart. Miracle, brother. Miracle. I see it from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Together, you've seen so many. You've seen so many lives changed, miracles, healings. And again, for the third time, you're another couple. God's saying, I'm not done yet. That's the Holy Ghost, sister. It's all over you. He is going to continue to use you. You don't have to plan it. It will happen. Oh, glory to God. In Jesus' name, mighty healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. Thanks for your help, gentlemen. Jesus' name, receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Praise God. Praise God. There's a miracle in your life right now in Jesus' name. Lord says, I can reverse what the enemy's tried to do. Sickness and disease don't come from God. How many know that? Jesus said, only the enemy does those things. But he said, I've come that you might have life. You're too valuable for God. Receive that healing now in Jesus' name. The top of your head to the soles of your feet. Praise God. Praise God. The miracle worker is here. Glory to God. Whew. I hear God saying, my strength is yours. It might come a step at a time or a move at a time. Jesus' name. That miracle is now. By the stripes of Jesus, you've been healed. Hallelujah. 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 Go to everybody, just praise him. And again, it's a new day. A new day of love. The power of love is all around you. And I've done it before, and I'll bring those that are true friends and partners into your life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can go ahead back to your seats as you feel led. Hallelujah.